Under the subheadings of regeneration, Saul Valida now runs a lab at the University of California, San Fernando, on a hill that, or San Francisco, on a hill that overlooks San Francisco's famed Haight Ashbury. Ba 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 ba. The double-wide mice are products of a macabre procedure known as parabiosis, a technique Valida mastered as a graduate student in the lab at Weiss-Coray for the improbable experiment that led to the founding of Alkahest and the clinical blood trials aimed at targeting aging. The procedure, pioneered in the 19th century by the French scientist Paul Bert, merges the circulatory systems of two rodents by cutting open their bodies and sewing their wounds together. These people are sick. Well, we're actually going to sew the people together. Well, no, you're just going to transfer the blood directly. To test out his hypothesis, who allows this kind of testing? Where in the hell are the ethics people? Now, ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm making the comparison. Over $150 billion is being invested in public stock offerings for this Ambrosia and other companies to stitch the mice's circulatory system together. And the little old crusade channel here, trying to crank out the good, the true, and the beautiful and defend it on radio, can't raise 150 free new subscriptions. You tell me what's wrong with the planet. You tell me what's wrong with the human freaking race. And then Newsweek says the results were exhilarating. He sewed a pair of rodents together. And the results were exhilarating. I just want to be on the record again, and I have been for years now. We're living amongst people that think that we all are expendable. You got to understand this. This Jen Psaki creep weirdo. I was actually Mrs. McConnell and show prepped, and I'm like, who in the hell appointed this wench as head of all things government? They treat her, well, Psaki said, no one ever said, release the McEnany. That release the McEnany said, unless it was something that she said on behalf of Trump. They treat Psaki like an oracle. Well, it's almost like they ought to put a capital T in front of it. The Psaki said today. This is how the Newsweek story concludes. Listen to this. The dark side of long life. Despite the excitement, it's too early to celebrate, says Newsweek. The data on whether metformin works in healthy people is not definitive. Ask Hillary if it works. There's living proof. Ellen DeGeneres is living proof that it works. And don't give me that nonsense about, you know, when you believe the adrenochrome and the terrified children. Can you tell me where the 20,000 or so young kids, children that go missing every year, where they go? You got an answer for that, sweetheart? Huh, toots? Huh, super libtard idiot man? Do you have an answer for that? Because I sure as hell don't. But I have a pretty good idea of where they go. And senolytics and blood plasma fractions have yet to be tested in a large population of patients. Gee, I wonder where they're going to get patients to test out whether or not the new Ambrosia crap works. Gee, maybe they'll call it a vaccine. Or maybe they'll say, hey, you're a runaway from a foreign government. You don't have any parents here. We just took you over and made you wards of the state.
Being held in facilities?
Yes, you're being held in a facility. Oh, no, this injection. No, this is the vaccine. little Juan. Don't worry. That probably won't stop people from capitalizing on the buzz to exploit the most vulnerable patients. Gee, I wonder who the most vulnerable patients are. Some cancer patients desperate for a cure are known to head down to Mexico. There's that word again. You keep using that word. I don't think that word means what you think it means. Morning, sir. Maggie will fill you in, but we have special in-studio guests coming today. Oh, yes. What's that?
Said he's going back to bed then.
Well, I ought to. Now, I want you to listen carefully to the story here. Some cancer patients desperate for a cure are known to head down to Mexico or obscure tropical islands for dangerous, unproven stem cell treatments. Again, cuando in Spanish. I'm sorry. That's cuando or is it Cuervo? Cuando. I think it's cuando is where. Where are they getting the stem cells? People don't sign up to be stem cell donors. Maybe in some very rare, obscure cases where there are these very, very rare treatments for certain forms of leukemia. And I'm not even sure they actually use stem cells. I know they use marrow. Who the hell is signing up to be a stem cell donor? Undocumented children aliens, kidnapped children who are sex trafficked, and then who have their blood and their marrow and their stem cells harvested. You people out there are going like, come on, King Dude, you don't really believe this. That's some Alex Jones stuff there. This is pretty much what the story says.
This is also why the LGBTQ community says that five-year-olds can make their own, quote, medical decisions.
That's right, because they... That's a great point, Mrs. O'Connell. Why do you think they're allowing these kids that are 6 years old to be injected with these experimental puberty blockers? Gee, if we can stop them from having puberty, what else can we stop them from? Aging. If we stop little Loretta, who's actually little Larry, from aging, that gives us many more years to harvest his stem cells and sell them to Harvey Weinstein and company. In 2016, a former Stanford Medical School student named Jesse Carmazan opened up Ambrosia. I mean, folks, ladies and gentlemen, dudes, Uber babes, my friends, brothers and sisters in Christ. They're not even trying to disguise this anymore. There's no attempt here. When Maggie O'Connell gave me this story this morning, she's reading from it going like, they started a company called Ambrosia. I went, you know what Ambrosia is? And Mrs. O'Connell said, refresh my memory. And I said, well, remember from Greek mythology, ambrosia is what the gods drank. And why did they drink it? So that they didn't age. Said he was shutting, so he started this company called Ambrosia in Monterey, California, offering to infuse clients with the blood of donors between the ages of 16 and 25 for $8,000 a liter. Did any of these psychopathic, demonically inspired lunatics ask who the 16-year-old was that had donated the blood? How do you know it was a 16-year-old? How do you know it wasn't a 6-year-old? 8-year-old, dude. In December 2018, the Huffington Post published an investigation claiming that the only patient who spoke publicly about Ambrosia's transfusions, treatments he hoped would help him live healthier into old age, died at age 65 after going into cardiac arrest. The FDA issued an advisory 2 months later warning elderly consumers that these transfusions should not be assumed to be safe or effective and consumers should be strongly discouraged from pursuing this therapy outside of clinical trials under appropriate institutional review board and regulatory oversight. Business Insider reported in August 2019 that Karmazan said he was shutting Ambrosia down. By November, he'd hung a new shingle, IV Plasma, offering off-label treatments with young blood and renewed alarms from public health officials and scientists. Look, they know about it. The same FDA that's out there going like, oh yeah, you want a new vaccine that hasn't been tested on anyone and we don't know the long-term effect? Yeah, sure. Let her have it. Can I get a vaccine that's never been tested in a human being before? Even though I have bad blood, I'm overweight, and I don't have a job? You gotta see a special man. Let her have it.